Doyle said in Milwaukee that the projected budget hole for 2009-2011 may have grown to roughly $5.7 billion. The Democratic governor says no one should be surprised.
When you see these national, just on Monday, just five companies announced 71,000 jobs lost. And so that's the direction, unfortunately, right now this economy is going, and we've got to help turn it around.
Doyle says in terms of possible budget cuts, nothing is off the table, including what he calls encouraging greater efficiencies in school districts. Republican legislative leaders Scott and Jeff Fitzgerald continue to suggest that Doyle will also propose a tax increase. Doyle responded to the brothers' concerns.
You know, it wouldn't matter what I would say, what words I ever said, that would be what their response is. So, you know, I'm going to put forth the whole proposal, but let me say this. I appreciate very deeply that in a very difficult time, middle-class families really cannot bear any more taxes.
Doyle's promise to the middle class doesn't rule out the possibility of higher taxes for the wealthy. State Representative Jeff Stone is a Republican from suburban Milwaukee. He says he expects more talk on tax increases.
You know, I don't think you can just, in this environment, rule out, you know, any option. I think tax increases should be at the last option. I think that's where the governor has come from in the past.
The state has also released more bad news for the current fiscal year that ends June 30th, saying the shortfall has grown another $250 million. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.